If you are a cell phone user, and I'm not sure what network you might be with, but many people are suggesting that their airtime simply disappears. And this has been an ongoing conversation. The networks have tried to justify it in all sorts of ways. They've said, oh, perhaps you have background apps, open, and that's depleting your airtime. And they've come to all sorts of, or come up with all sorts of reasons as to the possibilities of why this is the case. But My Broadband actually decided it was going to conduct some tests. And essentially, it published its findings today. It's shown that airtime balances on new cell C and MT and prepaid SIMs are being depleted itself. It says, so we thought we'd bring into the conversation the editor at large at My Broadband, Jan Vermeulen, to just explain this test to us. Jan, good afternoon. Great to have you with us. This is a big issue that comes up intermittently. Tell me, first of all, how you went about this test.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. Yes, sure thing. This is a test we've been conducting for the last few years now, and the first time we did it, we actually uncovered major problems with the network configuration on MTN's side that caused data to be depleted that wasn't supposed to be depleted, and MTN actually ended up fixing the problem. And so we conduct these tests regularly to see what's going on. And so what we did was we took a bunch of new SIMs, we loaded 10 Rand on them, and then we connected them to a Wi-Fi network. We left it for a while and we saw what happened. Then we disconnect them from the Wi-Fi network. And we see what happens then. And then we take measurements and we report the results.
Right. So you did this over a period of days, right, Jan, as I understand it. Tell me what your results showed.
Right. Yes, exactly that. So we did it over 2 days. And we found that there was a little bit of airtime depletion on Vodacom, which is very strange. It just deducted 5 cents. But MTN and Cell C each went from 10 Rand to just over 6 Rand, or almost 7 Rand. MTN was at 6 Rand 39 and Cell C was at 6 Rand 94. And so a significant amount of money was deducted. And we were also able to measure the amount of background data usage on each of the devices. MTN used the most. Cell C used second least, actually. Telkom used second most, and Vodacom used the least. And so even though MTN used the most data, this is what was kind of curious about the results, is MTN showed 9 megabytes of background data usage and lost 3 Rand 61. Cell C used 4.8 megabytes of background data usage and depleted 3 Rand 6. The amounts don't quite add up with what they told us at the end of the day.
So what was their reasoning when you questioned them on that, Jan?
Right, and this was quite disappointing to hear. The networks explained to us that when you buy a new prepaid SIM, they have activated out-of-bundle data billing by default. The only when you load a data bundle for the first time on a brand new SIM do they start using the new out-of-bundle data rules as required by ICASA because of a loophole in the new ICASA regulations that's supposed to block mobile network operators from billing you on out-of-bundle. Cell C actually has a standing policy. They are exploiting a thing in the ICASA regulations, which allows them to continue charging the same amount of data out of bundle as you were paying in bundle. So, for example, let's say you load a data bundle and the equivalent amount is 29 cents per megabyte. If you run out of that data bundle, they are allowed to keep billing you as long as it's 29 cents per megabyte.
Oh, wow.
And so Cell C continues doing that. It's such an unfortunate side effect of compromises that ICASA made in its regulations last year. We were really hoping that it would be the end of out-of-bundle billing, but it's not. We've at My Broadband for the last 10 years or so, we've been calling it the OOB shark, and it looks like the out-of-bundle shark is alive and well.
Wow, and there's no way around it with the current legislation. As you say, that was a compromise that managed to slip through.
Right. So what you are kind of dependent on is for a network operator to behave well and to be shamed when they don't. And so right now, Telkom is still behaving well, as they have been since even before these regulations were enacted. Telkom disables out-of-bundle data billing by default. You have to opt in for it. It's great. That's why I'm a Telkom customer. Vodacom, it was strange. They Same thing. They said that they also do out-of-bundle data billing, but they didn't deplete any airtime. So I don't know what was going on their SIM. But MTN, at least when you load a data bundle for the first time, they block out-of-bundle data billing.
All right. And
you have to opt in for it. For Cell C, you have to physically opt out. So it's not a situation of being automatically unsubscribed from out-of-bundle data billing on Cell C. You have to go in and opt out. So mercifully, that's one thing the regulations have given us, is the ability to opt out of out-of-bundle data billing.
All right. Just requires a little bit more awareness on our part as consumers. Jan Vermeulen, thank you for explaining that to us so well. He's the editor-at-large at MyBroadband.